Story 5, The Gang Up of Dumbledore. Considering this is the fifth episode, as a little bit of a celebration, we're going to be doing things slightly differently for this story. Instead of the normal Harry Potter story, we're doing a story about Dumbledore this time. A lot of people know that Dumbledore is fruitier than a fruit roll-up, and they may wonder how he got that way. So this is a story of how Dumbledore got to be the way he is today. The corners of the dungeon were covered in perpetual shadow. Bertie Bott labored over a cauldron, steam tickling his nose. He wondered what time it was. The hole in the ceiling, which let out smoke, only led to a higher level of the dungeon, not the sky above. Aside from the torches on the wall and the fire under the cauldron, there was no light in the room.
Oh dear," said Bertie Bott as he flitted back and forth between the table, beside the cauldron, and the cauldron itself. "The magistrate will be here soon, and I simply must finish his potion."
Strewn across the long oaken table were stacks and bags of ingredients, each one labeled, and a fresh batch of Bertie Bott's every flavor beans. Green steam puffed from the bubbling glop as he added two pinches of powdered crow's nails and sasparta fern, which only grew on the back of gnomes' heads during full moons after they had bathed twice. It was quite rare. As the fumes assailed his nose, Bertie Bott cast his gaze about.
"What else? What else? I know there must be one more thing. Oh yes, the weird root."
He grabbed a bag labeled Ye Old Weird Root and started to turn back to the cauldron. A series of loud booms sounded from far above, causing him to start and bump into the pile of every flavor beans. One dropped in the glop with a gloop.
"He's here," said Bertie Bott, pushing his spectacles back onto his nose.
He tossed the weird root into the bubbling broth and noticed the little bean floating on top. He scooped it out with a large wooden spoon and dropped it back on the pile, then started wringing his hands and looking from cauldron to the door on the far side of the room back to the cauldron again, willing the potion to be done. After just a few moments more, there was a pop and a slight whiz, followed by a puff of rainbow smoke.
"It's done," said Bertie Bott.
He grabbed a flask and ladled some of the potion in, then hurried out the door and up the stairs and out of the dungeon. Back on the pile of Bertie Bott's every flavor beans, a slightly damp bean that had once been a jolly green turned a sour mottled yellow. Albus Dumbledore sat with his back against a very wide and thin wandering walnut that had decided to settle down in a field. Its unique configuration aided it in moving quickly. Albus looked up at the clouds as they slid from one horizon to the other, waiting for his friends. Cresting the dip in the field, Albus saw them coming now, laughing and joking, shoving each other. Soon they were upon him.
"Oh, Henry, you smell awful," said Albus.
"Do not," said Henry Turnwimple. "I took a bath earlier today. Besides, I've been working in the yard. Me mum wants to even it out, which means I get to do it."
"That bath was as good as a roll in the mud," said Nigel, Henry's older brother. "Mum tried a new spell on Henry meant to repel dirt, but I think it did just the opposite."
"You beggars both stink, if you ask me," said Ignatius Thump.
"No one did," said Henry.
"Right," said Albus. "You blokes all bring your beans?"
The other boys reached into their pockets and pulled out small cloth sacks tied around their tops, each one heavy with Bertie Bott's every flavor beans.
"Right then, let's have a go at this," said Albus, pulling out his own sack of beans as the boys sat down next to him. "You first, Henry."
Henry shrugged, scratched his nose, then shoved a hand into his sack. After a moment of rummaging, he pulled out a light speckled blue bean. He looked at it for a moment until finally Ignatius said,
"Go on then,"
and Henry popped it in his mouth. The boys looked on with deep interest.
"Yuck, mud pie," said Henry.
As the boys laughed, he said, "Go on, Nigel, you next." Nigel pulled from his sack a red bean with white streaks. He popped it in his mouth and screwed up his face,
shoe leather.
How do you know what shoe leather tastes like? Said Ignatius.
Don't ask. Now you go.
Shrugging, Ignatius reached in his sack and pulled his fingers out, with a plump purple bean held gently between. With a sigh, he opened his mouth and threw it in, then grinned, chewing happily.
That's a nice surprise, he said around a mouthful of bean.
What is it? Said Albus.
Earthworm.
The other boys all made sounds of disapproval, then everyone's attention turned to Albus.
Okay, Albus, now it's your turn, said Henry.
Albus untied the top of his sack and reached in, digging all the way to the bottom. The beans all felt slippery on his fingertips. They reminded him of river stones. He grabbed one and pulled it out, holding it up for everyone to see. It was a mottled yellow.
That one looks a right bit unpleasant, said Henry.
Albus placed the bean in his mouth and started to chew. His face twitched a bit, which wasn't a reaction the boys were expecting.
What does it taste like? Said Nigel.
It tastes like butterflies and rainbows, said Albus. You mean bug guts? Said Ignatius.
No, said Albus.
I can't really explain exactly how it tastes, but it tingles.
Looks of confusion settled on the boys' faces as Albus realized the tingling was settling on his feet.
It's my feet! My feet are tingling, he said.
He pulled off one of his shoes and white powder poured out.
That's odd, said Ignatius, leaning forward.
He sniffed at the powder, then stuck a finger in, tasting.
It's sugar! You've got sugar in your shoes!
How very strange, said Henry.
Yes, said Albus. It's quite queer.
Untold Tales of Harry Potter. As always, once again, and here for you, the email address is untoldharrypotter@gmail.com. The website is untoldharrypotter.blogspot.com. There's a new domain name to go along with the website, if you'd rather. So in addition to untoldharrypotter.blogspot.com, you can also go to untoldharrypotter.tk, and that leads you to the same place. And at the website, you can leave comments on various stories, you can subscribe to the show, and you can send an email to the show. So tune in next time for another story of Harry Potter.